older children love the first three quarters of The Sound of Music. They don't like the end. It's too scary. They like the beginning of Sound of Music. And you can't love, you know, the song Raindrops on Roses and Whiskers on Kittens. I'd sing it for you, but that would be painful. You know, these are a few of my favorite things. Parsis and Noah, everyone loves a rainbow. I think that might be one of the reasons Noah has captivated everyone. Who doesn't? You go to Teaneck, and there's like, you know, there's a Noah's Ark restaurant with big rainbows, right? It's a very good restaurant. I like it a lot, right? They're rainbows, and it's happy, and it has a happy ending. Arliyah is not a happy ending. We don't get to the rainbow. We get to the center of it all, the flood. So Noah, and I was reading this last night when I was planning to come in, and one of the things I picked up from Aviva Zornberg, if any of you have had a chance to read her books or listen to her, she comes to the Torah through feeling. The emotions that the Torah kind of waves over you, and it's very dark. What we're doing is not the sunrise after the flood, but the flood itself. You can imagine they're inside the teva. Everything is kind of bad. Society is pretty lousy. And they escape society by running inside the divinely commanded teva. And the waters start to pour down. And for 40 days it's raining and it's pouring and the storms are coming. We know Eretz Yisrael, we're not Yisrael, just avoided the great Mediterranean hurricane. But you can imagine, having grown up in Florida, you know, I understood, we never have hurricanes. We just like got days off of school. So it was kind of fun to like, you know, expect that. But the midst of a hurricane, the hurricane of hurricanes, you know, a level 6, level 7, unheard of, right? And they're inside the teva, and I imagine it's kind of cozy in there, and there's a lot of beings, a lot of animals in there. V'yimachet kol ha'yikum asher al pnei ha'adama me'adam ad behema ad remes v'ad of ha'shamayim. They're inside the teva, and everything outside is being destroyed. And so they're safe in their bubble. I think part of the reason that it captivates humanity, we're talking about millennia, is that sometimes we feel like we need to find a safe bubble from the horrors of the world, and you can ignore what's going on. Because we can sit here with all the fears, may not Israel, of Iran and Turkey and this, but we're not suffering. We're not suffering. We're inside the teva. But there's a powerful thing. I read this in Rashi and I had to read it several times. The psukim go on, that same pasuk that I was reading, as humanity is destroyed, and you don't know if they heard any calls within the teva. There was a movie called The Counterfeiters, which won, I think, like 2007, won the Academy Award for Best Foreign Film. It was a Holocaust film, a Romanian-German conglomerate. And it was about these people, and these counterfeiters, who were Jews who were enslaved by the Nazis to try and destroy the British pound by flooding the market with counterfeit bills. And they got special like treatment because they were working for something very important for the Nazis, and the Nazis need to make sure the workers were kind of okay. So they got, it wasn't good treatment, they were still imprisoned, but one of the things you heard in the movie was right outside, which they couldn't see, there were Jews being tortured. They had this shoe torture where they give Jewish people, and this I think Viktor Frankl also mentions, where they gave them the wrong size shoes and made them run all day long. So they're in agony outside. And the counterfeiters inside this bubble. So it's not so great in the bubble. but they could kind of hear the moans outside. So we don't know if Noah's family heard the moaning and the screaming and the horrors outside, but they could ignore it, right? But the flood goes on, and here's this pasuk, which is very powerful. V'yimachu min ha'aretz, they're destroyed, everything outside is destroyed. V'yishar ach Noach v'yishar ito b'teva. And you think that's warm and cozy, they're saved in the teva. But then you read Rashi. And Rashi is disturbed, he quotes a Midrash Tanhuma. I must admit, I glanced real quickly, I couldn't find it this morning. Before I came here, I went to earlier minyan than you guys. We finished at 7. Ach Noach levad. What does it mean Noach was alone in the teva? Levad, Noach, zeh pshuto. Meaning he was by himself, that's the simple pshat. And the Rashi continues, Midrash HaGadah, gonech v'koheh dam, mitorach behemot v'chayot. But he was spitting up blood. That Noach himself was working so hard inside his bubble that he himself was afflicted. That he himself had internal bleeding almost. I think sometimes we look at the world and the world is turbulent and we try and escape the world into our own bubble, but our own bubbles are also turbulent. It's not like we escape everything, right? And there's kind of this moral complexity of worrying about the world at large, reading the newspaper and just freaking out and figuring out how you can save people, and then also dealing with your daily troubles. We don't always escape. They're still there. I think that the flood of Noah is so powerful, has gripped humanity so strongly as a theme within Western literature, looking back at the Torah, because the Torah is really speaking to us. It's true, even within our own little enclaves, we all have our problems. We all have our difficulties we have to overcome. And as the flood story goes on, we're mikaber. Noach forces himself through it. At the end of the flood story, the very end of our aliyah, is they send out the raven. And the raven fails. And they send out the Yonah. Right? And we all sing it on Shabbos. You know, it's one of my favorite songs. I don't sing so many as me wrote, but that's one that I always try and sing every Shabbat. And the Yonah found a place, Matza Noach on Yom HaShabbat, and he found rest. Because that's really what we all want. We all want a safe place. We all want a safe place to rest. And I think that the Parsha here is struggling with that. We all want to get to the rainbow. But truth of the matter is life is complicated. Life is complicated outside. Life is complicated inside. It's not all raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. It's sometimes very, very difficult. But the end of the flood story is key. Resting on a Kadosh Baruch Hu will get to those mountains. You have to believe that you can get through it. Noach, in the hell of the Teva, had to live with an emunah that eventually he would get out of the Teva. I think that's kind of the motivation of this idea. There is a rainbow, but the rainbow is because of being somach on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have to have a mind of Kadosh Baruch Hu that in the end of the day, things can get better by our own efforts as well, as he was feeding those animals, no matter how much tircha it took, and by hope that you can build a better society. And that's the rainbow we all hope for. The promise of Kadosh Baruch Hu, we can build something better.